It's a big day today, guys. It's actually a very, very big day today because we're about to witness the highest monthly close ever in Bitcoin's history. If we close anywhere above 71,250, then we've got the highest monthly close in Bitcoin's history. And that means that effectively, October has delivered for us once again. And so we've had a great October, probably the most important month in Bitcoin's history, maybe not in terms of price movement, but I'll show you how maybe October was the biggest move or the most important month in Bitcoin's history. And then that'll be enough about October. Then we're going to move on to November, and we're expecting a very, very, very good November. We have history on our side. If you look at the average numbers for November, the average is 46.8% up in November. So we have history on our side in November, specifically in an election year. And so what I decided to do today was do something very different. What I decided to do today was to basically get all our researchers to create their top 10 list for altcoins to hold in November and give us their assumptions as to why they're holding them. So you can choose who your fighter is. You can choose to follow the boss. You can choose to follow Chris, Joe, Paolo, Andre, Tej, Kapoor, whoever you want in the research team. But today you got to pick your player and we'll give you the ultimate 10 coins to be holding in November. And then at the end of November, you guys, we can see who performed the best in November. So without further ado, we've got a lot to do today. We've got 10 coins. We've got to talk about the month of October. Lots to do today. So let's get this show on the road. I love you all in the comments. I love every single one of you in the comments, especially those commenting about how late I was and how I was buying all the coins before and that's why I was so late. I love you all. I love Ellen. I love Charles. I love Paul Schwartz. I see everybody and I love everybody in the chat. It's good to have you here on such a big day today. And it really, really is a big day today. Maybe much bigger than some of you actually realize. I said at the beginning of the show that today is going to be the biggest monthly close in Bitcoin's history if we close anywhere above 71,250. And it kind of looks like we are going to close above 72,150. But that's not probably the reason why it's such a big day today. I think for me, the reason why it's such a big day today is because today is actually the anniversary of the white paper. It's a 16-year anniversary of Satoshi publishing the famous white paper. We said Bitcoin, a peer-to-peer electronic cash system. And then you could pretty much say that that was the beginning of this industry. This white paper that was published 16 years ago today on the 30th of October and was sent out to an email group of cryptographers basically created this amazing, amazing, amazing industry that just keeps giving to us each and every day. And so I'm very grateful today for not only for the big green candle that we have seen this month, which is this candle over here. Not only grateful for that, but I think I'm actually much, much, much more grateful for this and for what I think has been the best month in Bitcoin's history. So quite fitting that October, we end October on a high, not only in terms of course we end October on a high, but I think this is the high is that we end October on a beautiful note. And also we end it here on the day where Satoshi launched the white paper. So we've got a very big show for you guys today. We don't have time to waste. I'm just going to get through with the formalities. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, forget about it. You've missed the boat. But what I do need you to do if you're here is I need you to smash the like button, obliterate the like button. With all these like time zone changes and stuff like that, it's confused. The Americans don't know what time the show is. The Europeans don't know what time the show is. From next week, if you're in Europe, we're going to move 1 hour back for you because we're going back, 1 hour forward because we're going back and we remain at 9:15 a.m. EST. So with that in mind, I need you guys to smash the like button. I'm going to get straight into the alpha, and there's a lot of alpha here today. Like I said to you, we are going to have the list of the 10 coins. We are going to review the month of October versus the month of November. There's a lot going on today. Really, really, really big show. I'm very excited to bring the show to you guys. All right, let's go. Let's talk about where we're at on this day of the white paper. So someone says buy October. Let's quickly just have a look at what buy October actually means. How did we do in October? I've just refreshed. I remember the candle only closes a bit later tonight, but we are 13.43% up in October, which means that we under-delivered relative to other Octobers. Like we got 20, usually an October brings you 22%. on average, if you are to use the averages. We gave so far 13.43%. Now, that could be one of two things. Either this is going to be an under, or one of three things. Either this is going to be an underperforming year, or we're going to catch up in November, or Bitcoin is just heavier this year than it was last year. And so, you know, when things are heavy, like we spoke about yesterday, like you expect diminishing or reduced returns as we actually go along. I think for me, the most exciting part about October, I'll be honest, was the ETF flows. And specifically, if you look at yesterday, the ETF flows yesterday, $893 million. That is insane number of inflows, especially when you take it on the day before, 870.1, and the day before that, almost $500 million. Now, I want to just quickly just show you some ETF numbers for October. In October, we had $5.2 billion, excluding today. So remember, there's still today. $5.2 billion of ETF inflows. In the last 7 days, we had $3 billion of inflows. And the total the percentage of the total flow of total ETF flows, 21% of all the ETF flows, one-fifth of it, almost a quarter of it, came in the month of October. Now, the exciting part for me is that it seems like we're getting insane momentum on the ETF flows, and that the ETF flows are actually starting to go parabolic. I think what this means, I think some of it's election related and some of it is the gold trade and the risk asset trade. But I think something bigger is going on here. I think all the selling that has been done in the last 6 or 7 months around this ETF is now coming to fruition. And you'll remember that I said that if Trump wins the elections, I'm expecting a lot of money to flow into the ETFs, because I think that there are a lot of investment managers who want to allocate money to Bitcoin. But they're kind of saying, look, if there's a Kamala administration, you know, we're scared to allocate into cryptocurrencies. And they're waiting for that trigger to say, all right, Trump's in power. If Trump gets into power, we're going to get huge, huge, huge ETF inflow. So that is what I'm expecting. 1 million BTC. So remember now that ETFs hold 1 million of the Bitcoin. 1 out of 21 million are already in the hands of an ETF. Put your mind around this. 1 million, which is just under 5% of 21 million. So just under 5% of all the BTC that will ever be in circulation are held by the ETFs 10 months after launch. 9.5 months after launch. I mean, come on, that is a huge number. And the more exciting thing is that this number is actually starting to accelerate. I mean, this is what Larry Fink had to say about it. I've cut this very, very, very short because we've got so much to do today, but just listen to what he had to say about it.
Yes.
Have you ever seen this much inflow this quickly into...
IBIT is the fastest growing ETF in the history of ETFs. I mean,
to hear probably the most influential person in the investing world ever say that this is, you know, it seems like he's talking about his favorite ETF. He started speaking more about Bitcoin and the Bitcoin ETF than pretty much anything that we've ever seen before. Not only that, we also, in October, we had a huge spike in CME futures. So also institutional demand coming in here. We did have Microsoft. Microsoft is voting. The voting is actually starting on investing in Bitcoin. Even though I think that this is like a little bit of garbage, because I don't think that this is a real thing. I think it's a bunch of small innovators that worked out a loophole in the Microsoft system. So what is the loophole? The loophole is, I think that they realized that any shareholder or any type of a certain class of shareholder could actually put something to a vote. And they figured, even though it's never going to get passed and the board is going to decline it, we can do a PR stunt by actually making them vote for it, which is exactly what happened. So objective for me, objective achieved, like amazing. Objective, absolutely, absolutely achieved. Then we got MicroStrategy, who announced yesterday that they will be raising $42 billion worth. You're not misreading this. They are going to raise 21% of equity and 21% of fixed income convertible equity to buy more Bitcoin. And if they get this right over the next 3 years, they're going to be buying $31 million every single day of Bitcoin. Can you imagine? For the next 3 years, and they're going to spend $42 billion on Bitcoin. Dan Crypto says, if MicroStrategy does succeed at the current Bitcoin price, they'd be adding 583,000 Bitcoin to the already 252,000 Bitcoin. At that point, Microsoft will be holding, MicroStrategy will be holding just under $1 million, 1 million Bitcoin, which is another 5% of the supply. So massive numbers if MicroStrategy actually get it right. And I think Saylor's riding the momentum. Very, very, very smart. So in summary, what I would say is that October was probably one of the best months for Bitcoin. Maybe not from a price point of view, but certainly from a progress and taking steps forward. For me, October, best month for Bitcoin. Also, in front runners, I would say definitely our best month in front runners. One losing trade out of all these trades. I think for me, the best trade was the Ether Vista one, 330%, even in a down market. That was called in front runners by Paolo and me, but I took the call from Paolo. If you guys want to join front runners, you can get in before November. And if you don't like it, get out before December, but you can join here. We're going to open in 24 hours, we're going to open the waiting list and we're going to let people in. This is your last chance to get in to be in for November. And I really think just try it for a month. This is really the where you want to be. And I'm telling you, here is a list of all the calls, and the people in front runners will actually vouch for how good the calls have actually been in there. So if you're not already a member, get in there. Get in. There's a lot of money to be made in front runners. And if you don't make your money back in the first month, then leave and you'll get your money back. Okay, so that is November. That is October. Now let's talk about November, because we are moving into November and we have a lot of things on our side. We have a lot of catalysts. And we have the market structure on our side. Now, when I say the market structure on our side, let me show you what I mean. So we're going into November and we are going in tapping on the Bitcoin all-time high. We are tapping every day on this all-time high level over here. Now, you know how it works. You're not gonna break it first time around. You're gonna tap a few times, and then eventually you're gonna melt all the resistance, and then you're gonna fly to the fucking moon. So that's basically what's gonna happen. And we're starting this with the market structure on our side. Look at the funding. The funding is green, which is neutral, and blue in some cases, which is actually negative funding. So Athena's got negative funding, AVAX has got negative funding. I think Celestia until yesterday had negative funding. So We are going into November with history on our side. So catalyst number one for me is we have history on our side. What I mean by history on our side? Well, if you look at November, actually on average, when you take the average, November is the best month for Bitcoin. So this is the November on average, you get a 46.81% return if you average out the returns for November. So we have history on our side. That is the first, if you want to call it, catalyst for November. The next catalyst we have for November is, of course, the elections. And it looks like, and of course, it's SM's birthday month. So because it's SM's birthday month, that's also a catalyst. Guys, smash, destroy those like buttons. There's 3,000 of you watching and 500 likes. Maybe they don't like what I'm saying. I don't know. You tell me, Josh. So we have the elections in November, and the elections, no matter which way you look at it, elections are bullish. And I just want to show you some data from previous elections. Here's the data from Bitcoin after Trump won. In 1 year, we did 2,708%, and that was in 2016. When Biden won, even though it was, when Biden won, we didn't know how bad the Democrats were for crypto. And even then, in 5 months, we did 377%. So, and it, I mean, elections are good for stock markets as well. And if you take the month of November, up 4% on a stock market. And if you take the month of November in 2020, up 10% in the stock market. So I guess this was a function of COVID as well, though. So COVID plus stimulus plus all the shenanigans. But elections are bullish, I'll be honest. And it currently feels like Trump is going to win. And I say it currently feels like it. Remember that right now the poly market odds are for Trump. The Nate Silver odds, which is the, I want to just quickly find for you. So Nate Silver, who's probably more realistic odds, is now polling Trump at 54.6%. And the voting is already underway. And by this time next week, we will have a new president. And so what I think is, I think that Trump this time feels much more relaxed. His PR team seems much more in tune. In fact, I mean, I got to talk to you about a piece of PR genius. So Biden said that anyone who votes for Trump is garbage. He called the Trump supporters garbage. Obviously, when the spokesperson, when KJP was asked about this, she said he didn't actually say that. But look, I listened to the interview. He did say that. Here it is.
just address the president's comments yesterday, referring to Trump's supporter as garbage.
A couple of things. So just to clarify, he was not calling Trump supporters garbage.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Which is why he put out.
He did call the Trump supporters garbage. But for me, the interesting thing is that the Trump PR team were absolute
geniuses. How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden. How do you like my garbage truck?
They turned this, this happened while he was on a plane, and by the time he landed, they had a branded garbage truck. And then he carried on doing all his talks wearing the garbage truck outfit. Didn't stop there, because Vivek actually, the Americans, they now found a garbage guy. They found the garbage guy. And Vivek called up the garbage guy and he said, hey, brother, how do you feel that Trump referred to the lowest of the low people as garbage collectors? And, they sensationalized the whole thing.
Horrible. Very horrible.
Yeah. Personally, what did that mean to you?
I felt disrespected.
If there's one thing that we can do, we're about 6 days away from being in a position to do it, okay? If there's one thing we can do to make life better for you and people who drive garbage trucks across this country, what is that going to be for you?
Keep the prices down.
Okay. You think we can do that?
I know you think that this whole garbage comment may just be garbage, but I think it's going to go down in history as something that swayed the outcome of the 2024 elections. And the reason is, if I've learned one thing about Americans, it's that you never, ever, ever take on the underdog. You never, ever take on the minorities. You never, ever, ever. And when you go out and you know, America is all about the people and the man in the street. And when you go out and you insult the garbage collectors, you know, which are seen as a minority, which are seen as the underdog, that is something that in the United States you never, ever do. So I really think that a lot of damage was actually done. And so I think the odds are going to continue in Trump's favor. And to be honest, I really, really, really agree with the next tweet, which basically says that I think Trump's race now is not actually against Kamala. I think Kamala is beaten. I think Kamala is destroyed. I think Trump's race now is about he's running against election fraud. He's running against a whole lot of immigrants. I've seen posts on Twitter of people that say that they voted 70 times. They said, hell, heck, there's no voter ID. They're not asking for voter ID. I'm going to vote 60 times, 70 times, 80 times, 90 times. Like, people are doing it. Now, whether or not they're doing that, I don't know. But it's just, he's fighting election fraud now. So the second catalyst is the elections. The first catalyst is, I think, history. Second catalyst is the elections. The third catalyst is the rate cuts. Right now, as it stands, the market is talking about, just after the election. So I think that the rate cut, the election's on the 5th, and on the 7th, you got the FOMC meeting, which is 2 days after elections. And it looks like right now they're talking about a rate cut to 4.5 to 4.75. So 100% chance of a rate cut, 96% chance of rate cut. Then there's another meeting in December where they're forecasting another rate cut. So the third catalyst, I think, for November is rate cuts. And especially after we had the GDP numbers come out, which were lower than expected, which means the economy is growing less than expected, which means that Powell can basically put his foot down and we can actually carry on. So that would be the third catalyst for me, is the fact that I think the rate cuts are going to continue and are going to continue to accelerate, specifically, again, if Trump comes in. Then we move on to the fourth catalyst. And the fourth catalyst for me is, of course, China. China continues to print. China, on the 29th of October, which is yesterday, China is approving $1.4 trillion in extra debt. So you're talking about China putting in a lot of liquidity into the system, and that liquidity into the system is going to be reflected in the price of Bitcoin, because we know that Bitcoin is very, very, very much a function of liquidity. You can see whenever we reach the top of the liquidity cycle, so the Bitcoin price actually tops, and it looks like we're just turning the point. So really, really, really bullish long term for Bitcoin, but very, very, very bullish for November on Bitcoin. So those are the four catalysts. But it's not only about catalysts. There are also risks in November, and I want to bring the risks to your attention. I think there's two big risks that I see. The one is, of course, Kamala. If we do get Kamala in power, then I do think the market actually takes a little bit of a breather because the market's factored in a Trump win. So I think if we do get Kamala in, that could actually be a risk. And again, it's not really Trump against Kamala. It is Trump against election fraud. And, you know, like, you never, ever, ever know with elections, even though we all think that Trump's going to win, even though all the polls are showing Trump's going to win, even though Trump's made all the right moves, you're dealing with the dirty Democrats, the dirty rats. And they are, there goes this video, another video going to disappear like the Joe Rogan Trump video. This video also is going to disappear into ether. So I think that Kamala could actually win. I think there's a big chance that Kamala actually does land up winning, not because she's going to win, but because of the dirty shenanigans that they're actually going to be doing. So that's one of the other things that's going. And then the other thing for me is we may get a buy the rumor, sell the news. So when I say a sell the news event, because the Trump win is already factored into the market, when he actually wins, it could be like a sell the news. Someone says too big to rig. I don't know. The last election was also too big to rig. I don't know. Yeah. Someone says stop calling your fans dirty rats. But the Democrats called the people garbage. So those are the risks for me. All right, now let's move on to altcoins specifically. Now, when it comes to altcoins, there are a couple of catalysts that I want to talk about in November. The first catalyst is the ETH DevCon. So you may not be bullish on ETH, but ETH is at a bottom. And we do have the ETH DevCon, which is happening in Thailand. I'll be there for anyone who wants to. We'll probably have a banter party there in Bangkok. I think we've got a big community there. So there is the DevCon event. And right now, 400 side events. We'll add our side event to this as well. But there's 400 side events also happening here. So I think with this all happening, I think that there will be something going on around that. Also, we have OpenAI Dev Days and potentially the launch of OpenAI ChatGPT 5, either in November or in December. And I think that that's going to be a catalyst, right? Someone says, be careful with the boy-girl, the girl boys. They're called Kitoy, which is like shemales, I think it's called. There goes this video off YouTube. Yes, so there is that as well. There is that as well. So with that in mind, we've got macro catalysts, we've got micro catalysts. Someone says, hit the prayer. Let's hit the prayer. Let's, we can just look at the charts before we hit the prayer. Yeah, Chew, I think we need the prayer. You know, you guys are not praying from the heart. That's the problem. If you were praying from the heart, the numbers would go up if you were praying from the heart. Anyway, so that is October. October's been really good to us. Now it's time to talk about the altcoins that we're looking to buy in November. And so to make this quick and to make this painless, because I'm going to go through the list pretty quick and I'm going to give you the rationale as to why I've called each one of these. I'm going to give you the following disclaimers. The first thing is we have not gone to DGEN on this show. Why? Because here we want to try and be a little bit more responsible. I mean, we could call all the smallest coins out there and just hope that they're going to pop. So we've been quite responsible around keeping it pretty balanced for this show. But the good news is that on the weekend, I'm going to do another show. And that's where we're going to get stinky, dirty degen. And that's what I recommend that you look out for that. So if you're not already subscribed and you don't have notifications, you're going to miss. I'm going to give you an Alex Becker style show on the weekend. An Alex Becker style show where it's stinky and dirty. And we talk about all the tokens that we buy. And we talk about all the stuff that's in our bags. That's going to happen on the weekend. For today, we've kept it a little bit more responsible. Also, the way we've done it today is the following. I took all the researchers, because, you know, the researchers are, they said yesterday, Tudor came on and he said, you know, the researchers work so hard. So what I've said is, pick your player. Now, your options are, you can follow me, you can follow Chris. Chris is, he's mostly an altcoin degen. He's a big gaming narrative guy. And he always says, I wish I bought more. I wish I bought more, I wish I bought more. Okay, then you got Joe, the Irishman. So the Irishman, he calls himself an investor. He's not. He's a trader. He's a trader. The guy's not an investor. He calls himself the conservative one. He's not conservative. He's a degenerate. They all wrote their own bios here. So I'm going to tell you the truth. Then you got Paolo. Okay, now, the reason why Paolo doesn't come to the office is because his picks are so dirty that the body odor that dirt would release is just not worth having in the office. So we let him work remotely. That's how stinky his calls are. He is deep, deep, deep in the meme coin trenches. Then you got Andre. He's young. I think he's 12. I think he is 12 years old. He's a leverage trader pivoting into memes, and he never, ever sells. Okay, then we got like a new guy on the team. Now, this oak's so conservative relative to everyone else. He's like the fundamentals guy. This guy is all about the fundamentals guy. And then you got Kapoor, but I don't know why Kapoor is doing this, because he's a chartist, bro. He's all about the charts. He's not an investor. He's like, he's a chart guy through and through. So now you got to pick your player. Now, before you pick your player, I just want to say one thing. Okay, I just want to say one thing. I don't know about all the other guys. I do know that in the Bybit trading competition, one of us, I'm not going to say who, but I am going to say it's somewhere around here. Only one of us finished with nearly 150% returns, and one or two of the others actually finished pretty low, like 103% in the Bybit trading competition. So that should tell you who you should follow. But can we do a poll around who these people are following, please, in the chat? Are they following me? Are they following Chris, the gaming degen? Are they following the Irishman who thinks he's conservative but actually is a trader? Are they following Stinky Paolo's calls, the dirty degen? Whose calls are they actually following? Can we do a poll like that? Only four options. Oh, goodness. Okay. All right. I see what you've done. Okay. Now, be careful how you vote here, right? Be careful how you vote here. All right. So let's talk about the actual picks for the month. Here's the month of October. Here's what the month of October looked like. The best call would have been SPX, Radium, Popcat, Doge, White. But what is White Bitcoin? Oh, Whitebit. Okay, it's the Whitebit exchange coin. Okay, I see. Doge would have been a good bet. Let's talk about the month of November, and I'll show you the coins that I've spoken about in November. I just want to hide them all because I know that there's a lot of you here who like to. You just want to take a photo of the spreadsheet, and then you just go you go back to your wives, and I don't want that. So let's talk about the tokens that I've selected. And some of them will actually shock you. I think the first one will actually shock you. So the first one that I think you actually should hold, I do think you need to hold Bitcoin. Because I think if Trump wins, what you're going to do is you're going to get a massive Bitcoin run. Now, generally, I mean, I have Bitcoin obviously in all my portfolios, but I wouldn't call it as one of my stinky bets. But in this case, if Trump wins, we could go on this massive Bitcoin run because the ETFs just go crazy and keep buying Bitcoin. So for me, one of the tokens which I'm actually holding in this portfolio is going to be Bitcoin, right? Cool. Then I'm going to get a little bit more degen, right? And I need to go. I think Solana is going to win. But I need to find gems on Solana that haven't actually run. So if I look at like Solana, Radium's had a big run. Jito's had a big run. A lot of Solana stuff has had big runs. I've got to go for something that hasn't had a big run, right? So my favorite token now to go on a run on Solana is actually Parcel. So we spoke about Parcel a few days ago. It combines the real world asset narrative and the derivatives narrative.
Parcel is a perps exchange for real estate prices. So real world real estate markets in a price per square foot or square meter, depending on the region. You can get long and short those prices with up to 50x leverage. So effectively,
I mean, that sounds like a game that I could play. And so for me, it's great. If I look at the price of Parcel, it's been amazing. We called it at about 20 cents. I think this morning I saw it at about 25 cents, but let's just quickly have a look and see where it's at. Okay, 24.5 cents, so 25 cents. So second token that I look at is Parcel. Third token on my list is Injective. And the reason why I say Injective is Injective simply has not performed. If I look at the Injective chart, Injective has not performed. But I do love tokens that haven't performed, specifically when they have amazing fundamentals and they're making all the right noises. So for me, I have selected Injective on my list. The reason, if I look at they're making all the right noises around AI and integrating AI, and they've done some big AI integrations that they've spoken about this week. But also if I look at their fundamentals and I look at, for example, if I look at their revenue to FDV, they're the highest blockchain in terms of revenue to fully diluted market cap. Their growth is amazing. Their weekly transactions are hitting new highs. So for me, I think at some point the market actually has to wake up. And for me, it was a toss-up. It was either this or Arweave, because I think they're both in the same boat. But with Arweave, I know there's a certain seller in the market. I kind of know who the seller is, and I just don't know when they're going to finish. They won't tell me how many more tokens they've got. But once those sellers are out the way, then I think Arweave's also going to run. So that was my next pick. The pick that I did after that was actually Phantom. And the reason why I chose Phantom is because remember that Phantom, Andre Crenier is the king developer in the space. Phantom are the kings of hype. There's no one that does hype better than Phantom. Phantom hasn't had a very impressive October, But we do know that Andrei Krenia says they're launching Sonic, which is the new technology that they've built, a new blockchain that they built. And he said, Phantom's first block was created 27th of the 12th, 2019, just shy of 5 years ago. Would be poetic if Sonic did the same, right? And so I think they're teasing for a 27th of December launch. Now, they're going to hype it up a lot before the launch. That I can tell you. And you can already see they're making all the right noises. They've submitted to Stargate Finance to be part of their cross-chain messaging system. They've got their Unstoppable Web, which is now, so you can book your .sonic domains. So you can kind of see that they are applying a playbook that they've done a million times before. And so I think for me, Phantom has got to be one of those on the list. All right, then we move on to the next one. And the next one for me is Rune. The reason why I'm choosing Rune is because they have an amazing, amazing, amazing roadmap that they are publishing in terms of stuff that's coming out between now and the end of the year. And it's a very reflexive token, and it's a DeFi token, but it's completely decentralized. So if, you know, I think if Trump wins, DeFi wins, and if DeFi wins, I think you've got to back the winners here. And so I've gone with Rune. All right, then we move on to the next one. The next one is Beam. And the reason why I'm going with Beam is I think that Off the Grid is going to launch their token sometime in October, in November or before the end of the year. Off the Grid's going to launch. I think that's going to bring a lot of eyes back into gaming. And I think when we get all the eyes back into gaming, I think that Beam will be one of the biggest custodians. Remember, Beam is a subnet on Avalanche, and Off the Grid is also built on Avalanche. So for me, Beam is one that I'm adding to my portfolio here. All right, then the next one, GMX. And the reason why I'm choosing GMX is because GMX hasn't performed at all, but they're making all the right noises. They're integrating into Solana. There's Hyperliquid TGE, which is launching. And I think a lot of the farmers on GMX, or a lot of the traders on GMX, have actually moved to Hyperliquid because they are farming for the token. And so I think that that someone says a big red candle for month end. Okay, 71.1. We are now in danger of losing the highest monthly close ever. That would be quite sad. That would be quite sad. Yeah, we need to close above 71.250. So yeah, you can see the manipulators are definitely coming in here. All right, let's go back here. So GMX is another one that I would be looking at. The fundamentals on GMX are amazing. Okay, then Celestia. I know it's the contrarian view. I know most other researchers are actually going short Celestia, but I'm saying there was the biggest unlock ever. The biggest unlock ever hardly managed to move the price. I'm super long. In fact, I took all my money from the Bybit competition, as you can see. And what did I do? I got a whole lot of profits here. And what I did was I just threw them all into Celestia. Now, I think I'm a little bit down. I'm $137 down in a $100,000 position. But I'm very, very, very comfortable here in my position. Very comfortable. In fact, let me actually, while we're here, I'm actually going to take some more here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go here and I'm going to add to this position. And I'm going to just all in. Bang. Gone. Okay, so we'll keep watching this position. Did I not get my order? Come on, that's unfair, man. Let's change the order price. Okay, it's gone. Okay, there we go. Okay, so I'm in. I'm $119 down. Quite a big position. I've now got $126,000 worth of Celestia. This is from the money that I made in the trading competition. All right, next one that I'm buying now for the month of November, I'm buying Tau. The reason I'm buying Tau didn't perform in October at all. In fact, it was one of the worst performers. And I do think that there's going to be an AI narrative, and Tau is the AI beast. So I think for me, you've got to have AI in your portfolio. And I think, to be honest, whenever AI runs, Tau is the one. BitTenzo Tau is the one that actually runs. See, it's down 15% in November. So I think there's going to be a bit of a catch-up trade. And so I'm definitely buying that. All right, next one is Pepe. And the reason why I'm buying Pepe is because there's ETH DevCon. And I think if anything's going to run, if ETH's going to run, then the meme coin is going to run. And so I'm going to buy Pepe. At the same time, I'm also keeping my exposure to Solana because I think Solana is amazing. And I'm going to hold Popcat because it just feels to me like Popcat is going to become the biggest meme on Solana. Now, did I actually short something? Or have I said, anything to short? Yes, I'm shorting GOAT. And the reason why I'm shorting GOAT is because I think it's an overhyped, I don't like it. I think it's overhyped. I think this narrative around the AI agent is so big that I'm taking a chance and I'm actually going to short GOAT. So with that in mind, let's quickly just peek at what the other guys called. So Joe the Irishman, he called Grass for AI. Very cool call here. He says Maker for DeFi, Phantom. He chose Vela. Vela is the exchange on the main DEX on Stax. And Stax has a major upgrade this month, in November. And what he's trying to say is, instead of buying Stax, which is actually really good, he's going to buy Vela, which is a DEX, because it's going to overperform. And I do think that when Stax does the upgrade, we will get a run in the Bitcoin layer 2s. And to that end, there is a Bitcoin layer 2 which is launching. It's not launched yet, but you can go and have a look at it. It's called the GOAT network. So it's not launched yet. It'll probably launch in January, but definitely one that you want to keep on your radar. This is one that I think you really want to start keeping on your radar. So look out for the Stax upgrade, and then just look out for all the Bitcoin L2s, even though there's not many that you can actually trade. So he also went with GMX. He went with Athena, which is very good. And then he went with these, and he's actually shorting Celestia. I'm actually longing Celestia. One of us will be right. Right now, I'm $612 up, and Irishman is probably $612 down. Doesn't matter. It's a long-term game. Just like the Bybit trading competition was a long-term game. Some of us came 7th, others came 10th and 11th. So, yes. All right, next. Next one is Chris. He's much more gaming guy. You can see he put Nakamoto in here. He's got Prime in here. What we'll do is we'll put a link so that you can actually go and see what everyone else did. Josh, how are we doing in the poll here, bro? How did the poll go? 70% vote for Rand. But you can change your vote if you now that you've seen everybody else's. Let's say Andre. Phantom, Rune, Velodrome. Good one, Velodrome. See, he just copies Paolo, bro. He looks, you know what he does? You know, I've noticed about Andre. You know what he does? He's like Paolo's little lapdog, right? It's like when the master walks around and then the dogs they're going, send me cookie. So like you can kind of see like what he's done is like Paolo put Zeus, and then you can see like Tudor put Zeus, right? And then Paolo put Velodrome, and then Tudor put Velodrome, right? You can see it. Like he's the young guy. He's trying to be more like Paolo. He's trying to be more like Paolo. You see, like Paolo put Illy, and he put it as well, right? And then let's just see his other ones. Popcat. Yeah, you see, he's young. He's young. He's got a long way to go, I think. He's got a long way to go. Like, I think he's just young.
Yeah? We all want to be a little bit more like Paolo.
Paolo's the richest guy in the office. He's not in the office because he's so stinky dirty. His calls are so stinky dirty, we don't even allow them anywhere near the office. So those are the calls I would make in November. Now, I'm reminding you again, there's two shows that are super, super, super important that you need to listen to. The first show is this show over here, which is, hold on a sec, I have to find the show because I actually tweeted it in the company. So there's actually a couple of shows. So the first show that's very important is you have to tune in for this show, okay? When Bitcoin breaks the all-time high, we will all be streaming live all-time high, right? So we will be all-time high and Bitcoin will be all-time high at the same time. And que sera, sera, whatever will be. So we'll let you know as soon as Bitcoin breaks that all-time high convincingly. I'll rush to the office wherever I am. I will get high along the way and we can all stream all-time high. So you're invited very much to come and watch that show. That's a good show to watch. Then the next show that you have to watch in the next couple of days, maybe before the weekend, is this show over here. Let me get you a link to the show. Very important show. So the same guy that called for the blow-off top, Henrik Zeeberg, he called this in 2022, and I was there. He's now saying that this is the end of the blow-off top. So it's like, I know, party pooper, but we have to listen to what he has to say. So look out for this show also coming. And the third show that you want to look out for is if you think that these calls are too responsible for you and not like degen enough for you, then you have to catch the last the last show, which will be on Saturday. Now, the only way to do that is to subscribe and hit the notifications, because all of those are completely, completely unplanned shows. Remember, completely unplanned shows. Then lastly, I want to just give you a reminder. So the first reminder is Frontrunner waiting list is now is going to open in 24 hours. You want to get in for November? Last chance to get in. Secondly, remember we said on for Bitfunded by Friday, if you take a challenge on Bitfunded, now Bitfunded is where you trade with other people's money. You put in $79, you get $5,000 to trade with. You put in $99, you get $10,000. I would put in $99 because you're getting $10,000 to play with. If you get 8% on the first stage and 5% on the second stage, you go through to the you start playing with real money, and then you keep it. And a lot of people are actually winning, like $29,000 paid out, $35,000 paid out. Like, these people are actually, like, they're actually good traders, and they're making, these are people that put in $49, man. $49. All right, so that is it for today. Also, I think just keep watching Ton, because remember that there is the Ton event, which is actually happening today. So just keep watching the price of Ton. Let's look what the price of Ton is. There could be news that comes out of the Ton DevCon, or whatever you want to call it. Ton DevCon, is that what it's called? It's happening today. Okay, it's not looking good now, but the whole market's not looking good now. We need to close above 71,250. Remember that. If we don't close above 71,250, then have fun staying poor. Someone says love Bitfunded. Bitfunded is the easiest way to make money, because you can't get liquidated. You only put in $99. You lose $99. You win. You basically land up. You can make like 10,000. People are making real money. I think that's it for today. I shall see you guys again tomorrow. There's a Friday banter tomorrow. Joe McCann's coming on. And if you're in Frontrunners, afterwards, you're going to spend an hour with Joe McCann in the Discord speaking, or on the Zoom, having a Zoom call with him. You can ask him whatever you guys want. See you guys again tomorrow. Until then, trade well, my friends.